It's number 26 in terms of size, number 30 in terms of population, but first in the nation when it comes to primary voting. Iowa's Republican caucus is now less than a week away. All six contenders for the GOP presidential nomination are there very, very busily trying to wrap up some supporters. That means, of course, that Iowa caucus goers are getting flooded with speeches, maybe in visits from candidates, robocalls, mailers, and filling their not just their email inbox, but their real mailbox.
So many pancake breakfasts, so many pancakes.
TV ads. And joining us now are two of these people who are probably overwhelmed at this point. Carrie Yeck, a senior pastor at New Hope Christian Church in Marshalltown, Iowa. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I was glad to have you. And Stacey Rogers, 26-year-old Tea Partier from Ankeny, Iowa. Did I pronounce that right, Stacey?
It's Ankeny, but good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Good morning. And let me just say, I'm assuming you guys are both voting.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Okay. But Carrie, you are undecided.
I'm leaning towards Newt, but I haven't made the absolute commitment that that's the person I'm going to vote for.
I mean, the obvious question is why? What's holding you back from really supporting anybody?
There's so many good candidates, and I haven't arrived on one that I could look at and say, wow, this person absolutely fits my bill 100%. So I'm kind of wavering yet there.
I got to say there, Carrie Yeck, so many good candidates has not been the general comment from most people looking at the GOP field. Most of them say they're all not great.
I guess that depends on your perspective. I come from a worldview that I see at least four that I agree with pretty heartily. So I guess it depends on your perspective.
So Stacey Rogers, I mean, as a Tea Partier, is there nobody among the field that really kind of embodies the principles of the Tea Party for you?
Well, you know, I think the person in the field right now who really embodies the Tea Party values is Michelle Bachmann. I think she's been pretty consistent in holding those values throughout the race and throughout her political career. I don't really have concerns about her as from a philosophical standpoint or from a worldview standpoint. I know that she's a limited government candidate, but I think that she, like a lot of the other candidates, kind of what Pastor Terry was saying, they've kind of just struggled in doing what I call closing the sale, that you know, they can give you a few reasons to vote for them, but nobody's really sealed the deal quite yet. And I think that in the next couple of weeks, or well, less than a week now,
days,
that they'll all be in the state, and that's really going to be their goal.
Have you been kind of overwhelmed with campaign materials?
You know, I haven't, actually. I think because I live in an area that's somewhat new development, that not all of the candidates
they have
can
your address
me.
Yet. What about you, Carrie?
Oh, my goodness. I got 8 flyers yesterday alone in the mail. If it wasn't for that stuff, I wouldn't be getting much in the mail these days.
Well, let me go back to you, Carrie. You know, there's been a lot of attempts in very, very recent days by many of the candidates to appeal to exactly you, to somebody who's more conservative. We just had the story out yesterday showing that Rick Perry had changed his mind on abortion, now opposes it even in cases of rape and incest. Does any of that speak to you, some of the hardline conservative turns?
I think I've researched this extensively for months, and yeah, I would agree with Stacey. It's kind of like, okay, they just need to close the sale, and Rick has he has campaigned, you know, being a strong conservative, a strong Christian. I appreciate that.
Now, you're talking about Rick Santorum, right?
Rick Perry. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Rick Perry. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But Rick Santorum has, too. And if I had my second choice, it would be Rick Santorum. I just saw him this morning. He said that if he finished last, he would drop out of the race. I don't think that's going to happen in Iowa, but that's what he said.
Well, let me ask you, Stacey, do you think that, I mean, it sounds to me as though a lot of this sort of indecision in Iowa and in many places lack of enthusiasm means we should be worried about participation in the caucus. Do you think that's the case?
You know, I don't think so. Typically, unless there's a blizzard, people show up for the caucuses. It's January 3rd. People will be back from the holidays. You know, I think that definitely people at this point are going to be making their decision and going to be showing up for their candidate.
But does this kind of, as I said, sort of lack of enthusiasm, this sort of lukewarm feelings in Iowa, does that mean there will be less enthusiasm or support for whomever becomes the eventual GOP nominee? Stacey?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, we see the polls here quite a bit that, you know, basically any Republican is going to beat Barack Obama. You know, the polls tell us that every time we see a poll that says any generic Republican versus Barack Obama, that really any cardboard cutout at this point in Iowa, if you stack them up against Barack Obama, is going to win. So
Stacey,
I don't think we're concerned too much about that.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I don't think the polls actually show that. I think that there are several Republicans that would not be able to beat Barack Obama. Newt Gingrich said he wouldn't vote for Mitt Romney if he were on the ballot.
Ron Paul. Yeah.
Excuse me. If he were on the ballot. Carrie, do you think any Republican is going to take it in Iowa?
I wouldn't say all of them, but I would say most of them could. And honestly, agreeing with Stacey there, frankly, I visit with the people, and what the polls show and what the people are telling me are two different things. I mean, I've talked with longtime Democrats who are very dissatisfied with Barack Obama. So for me, I would agree with her. For me, I think as I look at this spectrum that any one of these candidates, in spite of what the polls are telling us, sometimes I think the polls are meant to kind of move us in the direction the pollsters want us to. In spite of that, I think that any one of them, maybe not all of them, but most of them would have a good shot at beating Barack Obama in the fall.
All right, so we got about a minute left. Carrie, what do you need to hear to seal the deal for you?
You know, I'm not sure. I guess if I knew for sure, I would go look in that direction and I'd say, here's what I need to know. I don't know yet. I guess it's a feeling that I'm waiting to find.
Feeling of enthusiasm, maybe. Stacey Rogers, what about you?
You know, I'm going to see quite a few of the candidates who are kind of 1, 2, and 3 on my depth chart this week. And, you know, basically it's just that face-to-face interaction, looking them in the eye. I have a few questions that I want to ask them, and it's going to be their job to convince me that they're capable and willing to be a good president.
That's Stacey Rogers, 26-year-old, a Tea Party from Ankeny, Iowa. She's also running in the coming elections to represent Ankeny's district in the Iowa State House of Representatives. So good luck with that, Stacey. And Carrie Yeck is a senior pastor at New Hope Christian Church in Marshalltown, Iowa. Less than a week away, guys. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.